there's generally a lot of different movements within music worldwide, you know, that are really interesting, you know, like a sort of move towards sort of quiet electronica, you know, which I think for me, you know, personally wanting to make music like that, just because realizing there was electronic sounds that could be just as intimate as the acoustic sounds, and being able to afford a laptop to mess around with it. So that was what took me there. And, you know, the atmosphere of dubstep.
Hvis du har hørt på P3 på dagtid de siste par månedene, det gode muligheter for at du allerede har møtt Jamie Woons silkemyke stemme som synger om den kjølige nattelufta. Og det nettopp denne blandingen av smektende soulvokal og en sparsommelig elektronisk produktion som kjennetegner musikken til den 27 år gamle briten. I likhet med landsmannen James Blake har han evnen til å få folk til å stoppe opp og lytte, selv om de vant til et ganske annet tempo i populærmusikken.
In a mainstream way, you know, there's been a lot of very sort of harsh chart music, and I think, you know, people use music as medicine on their iPods, you know, so there's definitely room for all types, and I'm interested in making sort of calming music and making it the way I want to make it. But I've always wanted to make pop music as well, so that's always been the interesting point for me, to try and meld my songwriting and make something that I can connect with other people that's personal but intimate as well. But with electronic sounds, you know, you've got that weight and the frequency and the range, which brought a new element to me that I couldn't just get with acoustic instruments.
Det var nemlig med det akustiske det begynte for Jamie. Den første utgivelsen hans, den 4 år gamle EP-en Wayfaring Stranger, var en nedstrippet a cappella-versjon av den tradisjonelle amerikanske låta ved samme navn. I know dark clouds will gather around me. I know my way is rough and steep, but beautiful feet lie just beyond me, where souls redeemed, the vigils keep.
I've been gigging since I was maybe about 18 on the London acoustic circuit. When I finished university, there was a lot of places to play because there's a change in the law. You could only have like 2 people in a playing in a bar. So I think that sort of made it quite easy as a singer-songwriter to get gigs. So that was what I always wanted to do, so it was just get out and play, and I didn't have a band. So.
Men så var det dette med dubstep da. Som London-basert musiker med interesse for elektronisk musikk skulle det I grunnen bare mangle at Jamie krysset veier med denne sjangeren, som har blitt en stadig mer tilstedeværende tendens I brittisk musikk. Allerede på Wayfaring Strangers EP-en dukket faktisk dubstep-pioneren Burial opp med denne remixen. Selv om Jamie ikke regner seg som noen dubstep-produsent, har miljøet vært en viktig påvirkning på veien til den artisten han I dag.
I have got some friends who, you know, are really in it, and I was always just kind of, I don't really go clubbing much because I always ruin my voice when I go out. I'm just shouting and having too much of a good time. But I really, especially when it first started a few years ago, you know, there's kind of this sort of formless, like, where is this music going? And I was really interested in the, you know, the culture of it and the sort of, you know, just music for music's sake, and I had a real community, and I think that's quite exciting to sort of be around something that was growing. So although I was not really a part of it, you know, as a producer, I've kind of felt inspired by the creativity of it, and I definitely could, from the soundscape of it, there's all that space, and I sort of did have a fantasy of, you know, like, maybe that's, you know, maybe these sounds and this atmosphere and the sort of sounds are something that I could incorporate into my songwriting and meld it with other things that I like folk and funk music and soul. Lydverket.